Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me continuing one more segment. I want to talk about, I want to talk about this help coming from the government, this alleged help. It's still alleged because we don't have it yet. And my question is, how long will it take? The government is going to have to do some unprecedented things to turn this around. When the SBA loans money, then in the past, it takes a while. They have to do the underwriting. My question is, will they be able to turn this around? Will they be able to make it happen quicker? The Fed says they're going to underwrite loans directly to small businesses. Section 13, as I told you in the last segment, allows that to happen. But the question, small business owners, is we know the government wants to help you. They've said they do, and I believe them. But will it come fast enough to save millions of small businesses? When they say that, my bankers say, huh? When's it going to happen? Is it going to happen this week? Is it going to be a month from now? If it takes a month to get money into the small business sector, we'll lose millions of small businesses forever. That's got to happen quicker. So I want you to join me. Here's the Federal Reserve's Twitter account, their Twitter handle, at Federal Reserve. Go to Twitter, type in at Federal Reserve, and write this down. I want you to send this. I want you to tweet this to the Fed. Chairman Powell, sir, use your charter and unique financial resources to help Main Street, the other half of the economy, today before the sun sets. Just tweet that. Just send that to him. That's a campaign I'm starting to get them to get something done. Get ahead of the crowd. Go to your banker today. Don't wait till the crowd gets there. They're going to be lined up every day you wait. You've got to get in place in line at your bank for their time, because all the help you're going to get from the government is going to come through a bank, your banker. Go to your banker today and say this: I need an emergency business loan because we've been negatively impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Say those words to your banker and get in line. You're going to expect up to three government steps, government assisted steps that will happen from anywhere from today till the rest end of the year. The first one is going to be a Fed associated emergency loan from your bank to tide you over. Then the second will be a possible SBA disaster relief loan, and that'll be in the middle. And the third one will be if you still need longer term takeout, that will be an SBA 7A loan. And the last two will take out the first one, the emergency loan. That's probably the scenario we're looking at to get you some help. Here's the good news, and it's breaking. And it's where the fiscal and the monetary universes intersect, and I want you to pay attention to this. The CARES Act that they just passed provides that for the government-determined coronavirus emergency period. Is that 90 days? Is that 6 months? Is it a year? For that period of time that they determine, we don't know when that is. It'll be in the future. They'll say, okay, it's over. For this, from now till then, any payroll, rent, mortgage payments, utility bills, those kinds of things. There's a handful of specific expenses. Until that end of that date, from now till then, any of those expenses that you pay, that you can verify that you paid, that amount will be forgiven, taken off of your government-assisted debt. Here's, like, for example, you borrowed $25,000. You spent $12,000 for those items. You owe the government $13,000. That's the way they're saying. That's what they're saying. Small business employers, 7 million strong, should send the message to both the Fed and the Congress that every dollar of emergency cash that you get creates this positive force multiplier. Four things. It helps you stay in business. It keeps you and your employees connected. It keeps 60 million employees, just like yours, out of the unemployment line. And the unemployment money that they're paying through the beefing up the unemployment program, all that money can go to the 20 million independent contractors. That's $1 serves four purposes, creates four solutions. So this is why it's more important to me that the money that they're giving gets to a business first. Because it's if they can help a business make payroll, it solves those four things, especially keeping the unemployment people out of line, out of unemployment line. Now, on that 20 million independent contractors, folks, for the first time, if you're one of the 20 million subcontractors out there, like I was once upon a time, you're going to get help for the first time in history. I've never seen this before. You're going to get some help. So find out about that. Look into that. It's going to probably come through the unemployment part. But you might have a relationship with a bank. If you do, use that. There's nothing about having to have an employee for you not to be able to get emergency money. Bankers have asked me to mention that if you're already in default, if you were already in trouble before the coronavirus pandemic, these loans may not be able to help you. I have to report that. Last three thoughts. Believe in yourself as we believe in each other. Surviving is winning. This too will pass. I'm Jim Blassinger. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.